coming here, MIT today, like a copy of God's Word offered to you quite freely. We have Bibles, we have New Testaments. You like a copy of God's Word, read, check out these things that we bring to you. See that they are in accordance with God's Word, His written Word, offered to you freely and without cost or obligation to you. The Word of God is what we bring to you here today. It's the Word of life. It's the Word of love. It's the Word of redemption. How that a sinner can be redeemed by the love of God in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and by the power of the Spirit of God. As my colleague, one of my colleagues, has already said to you, we, the gospel preachers here at MIT this afternoon, we are your best friends. You may not know that, you may not understand that, but it is true. Because we are here to tell you of the Word of life, of the Word of love, and the Word of light. We are here to tell you how your eternal souls can be redeemed, how that you can be saved, how that you can come to a knowledge of God's love, His kindness, His goodness, His mercy, out of the good pleasure of God's redeeming love. God's redeeming love is what I want to tell you about here this afternoon on your campus. It's in the unconditional, redeeming love of God that men and women have the gospel, that the world has the gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have eternal, have everlasting life. No flesh, no pressure on God to give us His Son. No pressure on God to do anything to help any one of us out of the mess and out of the ruin that we brought on ourselves because of our sin. But out of the good pleasure of God, the unconditional redeeming love of God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world, that through Him, that you, a sinner, lost, ruined, undone, alienated from God, that you might be redeemed. God, in His redeeming love, has given us a redeemer, one who has paid the price written over the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now are the words paid in full. He has paid the redemption price, the price to bring back a sinner to God. One of the reasons the Bible tells us that Christ died on the cross to bring us back to God, to bring you back to God, to redeem you in the love of God, to pay the redemption price, because the price had to be paid. God's law broken. Somebody has to pay the price. In His Lamb, in His Lamb, you have no blood sacrifice, so you have no forgiveness. You're still in your sin. You're still alienated from God. No blood sacrifice, no redemption there. Jesus, the Son of God, He's the redemption price. He paid the price for sin. He died on the cross. He shed His blood. He died on that cross to pay the redemption price, to redeem sinners back to God, to buy them, purchase them with His blood. That's the cost of redemption. That's the cost of God's love, the redeeming, the unconditional redeeming love of God in Jesus Christ. So I can stand here this afternoon and tell you, God loves you. Christ is dead for your sins. Alive from the dead to justify you, to make you right with God. Because God, out of His redeeming love, so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son up to the death of that cross in order to redeem you, a sinner. Matters not the brand of sinner. Matters not how many the sins. Matters not how long you've been at it. That is not how disgusting the sins might be. Sexual immorality of whatever variety, covetousness, idolatry, false religion, the sins of your nation, national sins, family sins, personal sins, we're all accountable to God. Gosh, you know that you're an accountable creature. You know that you're morally accountable. You have a conscience within you that testifies with me here this afternoon. Your conscience tells you when you do right, it approves of you. When you do wrong, it disapproves. It pricks you, your conscience. You know that you're morally accountable. But to who? The state? The family? No, accountable to God. And in that day, when God judges you by that man whom He has raised from the dead, even Jesus, He will judge you in utter, perfect righteousness in that day. So sinners, alienated from God, not just by your deeds, not just by your lawless deeds, but alienated from God by your very natures. Conceived in sin, says God, born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin, but for the redeeming love of God. Hear the word of God this afternoon. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. The redeeming love of God in giving us a Redeemer, in giving us His Son to die on the cross to pay redemption price, a price that you could never pay. Oh, says the religious person. Oh, says the Muslim. Oh, says the Roman Catholic. Oh, says the Watchtower Society. We'll pay for it ourselves. We'll redeem ourselves by our own doing, by our own religion. Oh, says the atheist. I do good things. That will get me brownie points. No, my friends, you cannot pay the redemption price yourself. You go that route, you go the self route, you go the good works route. Well, says Jesus, you will have to pay every last farthing, or you'll never get out of that eternal jail, that eternal penitentiary, the place of punishment. You'll never escape it, because you can't pay the redemption price. But God, in His redeeming love, His unconditional redeeming love, He has provided the blood sacrifice. He has provided the redemption price Himself. He has paid what you can never pay. Pay the price for your sin. Your every unclean thought, your every blasphemous thought, your every curse word, your every word of blasphemy, and all the deeds that have come out. All the sin that has come out of that fallen nature of But in the redeeming love of God today, you could be redeemed. You could be brought back to God. The price has been paid. What are you going to do about it? That's the question. It's only in believing in the redeeming love of God. It's only in receiving the redeeming love of God that you can become a beneficiary of the redeeming love of God. He came to his own, but his own did not receive the redeeming love of God, but rejected the redeeming love of God, and so therefore did not become beneficiaries of the redeeming love of God. But to those who did receive him, Jesus, to those who believed on his name, they became beneficiaries of the redeeming love of God. They became children of God, children of love, as opposed to children of wrath, because of the redeeming love of God. Because out of the good pleasure, simply and only, not because he had to, not because he was compelled to, but simply and only out of the good pleasure of his loving heart, God decreed to give us a Redeemer, to give us a Savior, to give us Jesus, to go to that cross and pay the redemption price, so that the sinner redeemed by the love of God could stand before God in that day. The price paid, the redemption price paid in full. Stand before God, no condemnation, not at all. Because in that day, when the redeemed stand before God, Jesus will step forward and say, I paid for his sins. I paid the price. I paid it all. I paid it in full. I paid the redemption price for all my people. And they get the commendation, not the condemnation. They get the well done, my good and faithful servant. Faithful. That's the operative word, full of faith, because they believed in the unconditional redeeming love of God, because they believed. Whosoever believeth shall not perish in their sin, but have everlasting life freely offered to you. Before you here this afternoon, freely receive the unconditional redeeming love of God in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, gave him up to the death of the cross to pay the price for sin, to pay sinful. I tell you, for the worst of you and the best of you, wherever you've been, whatever you've been doing, whoever you've been sleeping with, however disgusting, however many, however filthy your sins might be, there is no sin deeper than the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Nobody, I tell you, on this planet who is beyond the reach of the unconditional redeeming love of God. We have the Bible, we have the Word of God, we have the redemption manual. That's what it's about. It's not about religion. God forbid that anybody should become religious today because I'm here preaching the gospel. It's about redemption. It's about salvation. It's about how a man, a woman can be born again, regenerated, resurrected, given the life of God, given the God in Jesus Christ. Have you believed? Have you believed? Have you received the redeeming love of God? Grace alone. Out of the grace of God, God's heart of grace, a gracious God, a loving God, out of the grace of God comes to you the message of God's redeeming love. Grace alone, faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any works of yours or anybody else's. Not by works, not by works, says God. No flesh shall ever be justified in my sight by the works of their flesh. Faith alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, apart from any works. The free grace of God, the free, unconditional, redeeming love of God in Jesus Christ. In whom we have redemption, in God Himself, because God has provided the redemption in God Himself, in His Son Jesus Christ. In Him, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the cross. Foolishness, folly to the godless, folly to the atheist, folly to those who are perishing, says God, but to those who are believing the message of the cross, the word of the cross, the word of God's unconditional redeeming love. My friends, the power of God unto salvation, that's where the power lies. Not in religion, not in yourself. The power does not lie in your faculties of reason, rationality, but believing the revelation of God in the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. In the beginning, God said, let there be a cross. Let there be a cross where my Son can die and reveal and show to the world and show to MIT today the unconditional redeeming love that I have for them. That through the power of that cross, through the power of my Son's blood, that they might be redeemed, that they might be brought back from sin. Purchased, free to you, but at great cost to God in the giving of His Son Jesus Christ up to the death of the cross. To suffer, to bleed and die, to shed that blood so that you can be washed and made clean. I tell you, wherever you come from in the world, whatever your color, whatever your creed, whatever your background, whether you be rich or poor, I tell you, my friends, you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. In that day, when you stand before God in judgment, if you've not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will be dismissed from the presence of God, from the love of God, forever and ever, for all eternity. That's a long, long time, my friends, to spend away from God. A long, long time to spend in the pit of hell, to forfeit the love of God that could be yours today, the unconditional, the redeeming love of God revealed to you in the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ, in whom whose blood was shed in order that the price might be paid for your sin. Jesus, he paid it all. Every last farthing, he paid it all. That you might be set free today by the power of the cross. There, my friends, there and there alone, do you see the love of God? Look where you will, in all the world, all through humanity. Where do you see the love of God? In the stars above, on the earth below, creatures great and small. Where do you see the love of God? In all creation, nowhere, nothing, nothing but the wrath of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Nothing but wrath end to end. So where does a man, where does a woman look for the love of God? One place only, in the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, through his blood shed on that cross, in him, we have redemption through his blood, the power of the cross to redeem you, bring you back to God, reconcile you to God, bring you to the experience of the love of God. No good hearing about the love of God. No good reading about the love of God. No good me telling you about the love of God. You've got to experience the love of God. You've got to experience. You've got to taste. You've got to drink at the fountain of the unconditional, redeeming love of God. You've got to drink it down into your soul until it becomes yours. Offer it to you freely. The redeeming love of God in Jesus Christ. Forgiveness, washing, cleansing. The vilest sinner who truly believes in the redeeming love of God. The vilest sinner, I tell you, who truly believes that moment from Jesus. A pardon. You see it. Redemption through his blood, the power of the cross. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What will wash away my stain? The hymn writer asks, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What will make me whole again, he says, nothing but the blood of Jesus, the power of the cross, the redeeming love of God. Power, the wonder-working power, the power of that blood, I tell you, that blood shed in love for yourself. The power to cancel, the power to break, the power of sin, the addiction, pornography, drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality, whatever the sin, whatever the addiction, the power of the cross can break the power of the sin and set you free. The blood of Jesus Christ set you free today, MIT. MIT, the man who died upon a tree, but not just a man, the God-man, Jesus Christ. Divine blood was shed on that cross. Wonder-working blood. I tell you, in his blood is redemption. In his blood, the redeeming, unconditional, redeeming love of God. In the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the cross to bring you back You're washed, you applied the blood of Christ by faith, and you get the divine life. That's what it means. That's what it means to be born again. You must be born again. God must put His life into your soul. He must put His life into your soul and His love into your heart, changing the nature. Only through the power of the wonder, miracle working power, I tell you, of the unconditional redeeming love of God, through the power of the cross, the revelation of God's love for lost mankind, for lost sinners here this afternoon. And according to the riches of God's grace, all the riches, the boundless riches, I tell you, of the grace of God. Without the riches of God's grace, you're poverty stricken. You can have all the money in the world, but you're still in poverty. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his soul, says Jesus? You can have the world, and you can have all the world's money. You can have the houses and the homes. You can have the gold and the silver. You can be as rich as a king, even King Charles II, just crowned the other day in my own country, but still be utterly and absolutely poverty stricken. Without the riches of grace, without the riches of God's grace, poverty stricken, poor, barren, without hope in this world, but the riches of God's grace. What do I have to do to get them, you say? Do I have to become religious? No. Do I have to go to church? No. Do I have to go to the synagogue, the mosque? No. What do I have to do to obtain these glorious riches of which I speak? Only believe. Only believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The free riches of God's grace. Grace, grace, grace. Gratis, free gratis. The free grace of God in Jesus Christ. No cost to you. The cost is all on one side. The cost is on God's side. His pleasure, His unconditional redeeming love. Cost is all to God in the giving of His Son up to the death of the cross, to bleed and die, to suffer, to be forsaken, abandoned, to endure hell in Himself on that tree, so that you, a sinner, alienated from God now, and bereft of the love and the riches of the grace of God now today, so that you could enter into these riches, so that this grace could be yours. Grace, grace, the free gift of God. How do I get it, you say? You reach out the hand of faith, and you take the gift. You take the grace. You simply and only receive it. Came to His own, but His own received Him not. But to as many as did receive Him, Jesus that is, to as many as did receive Him, to those that believed on His name, He gave them the riches, the riches of the grace of God in Himself in Jesus Christ. Because everything that God has for a human being is found in Jesus, in Christ. Without Christ, you have nothing. Without Christ, you have no blessing. Without Christ, you have only the curse. Without Christ, you have only hopelessness for the future. But in Christ, in Jesus, are all the riches of God's grace. Every blessing that God has for a man or woman. Peace, pardon for sin, eternal life, the assurance of heaven. Every blessing that God has for a human being found in Christ and Christ alone. I am, He said, the way, the truth and the life. The way to what? The way to God's unconditional redeeming love. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No one gets right with God. No one gets the redeeming love of God without Christ. Neither is there salvation. Neither is there redemption in any other name. None other name under heaven by which you must be redeemed. Because in Christ, in Jesus, and in Jesus alone is to be found, had, obtained, received the redeeming love of God, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today, receive today, believe today, hear the words of the Savior. Repent ye and believe the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of God's unconditional redeeming love. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's how you enter God's kingdom of redeeming love. You'd like to have a copy of God's word, read about these things, New Testament of the Bible, offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You'd like one, feel free to come and ask for one. May God bless you, and of mercy, mercy I say upon your precious, precious, never dying souls. Joy, articulate the gospel.